issue. There are a lot of more details, but it's not a shiur in Pesach Halacha, it's just a shiur in Gemara. As far as the Gemara is concerned, we did enough. So the Gemara, maybe on some other occasion, we'll talk about more details. Very negel halacha. So the Gemara quoted Rav Huna's member, about 20 lines from the bottom, 15 lines from the bottom of Ein Beis on the Beis. Amar Rav Huna Kotna writes, Nitzan Latzila Ben Afshay. Even though the Kotna is a labardas, and it's not shaykh to give him hasra, nonetheless, Kosova right if any tzarach hasra, loshna god, loshna Kotna, it doesn't make a difference. Then the Gemara says, 5-6 lines from the bottom of the daf, Toshma, what do you mean? Rav Huna zok that you don't need hasra. Is it the fairish of Raisa that says you do need hasra? Right if she wrote about her, they have a hard guy. So you have to give him hasra before you have a right to kill him. Hey, look what you're doing. She's swelhu, then brisu. Look, you're going to kill a yid. Vataram, shetatam, vodam, dam, yishofech. Mom, you're the anish who came. Papa, manos came on the yoise, chayit. So you see, not only that you need hasra, you need kibbul all of hasra. Your day on Isha who came is not enough. That we had earlier. That in order to be, let's say someone is Avid Zara, Mechal Shabbos, Baal Eshishish, any Avera, which you get Misa, it's not only necessary to have Asra, you have to have Yatar Atzmul and Misa. He has to be Maskin, he has to say, I'm an Askin, I'm a Yaisa. I don't care. It's not enough if he says, I know. He says, I'm Maskin, give me the Yonish Misa. So here it says that not only they need Hasra by a writer in order to be allowed to kill him, he even need Yatar Atzmul and Misa. That's legamri in contradiction to Rav Huna. Rav Huna says he don't need Asra. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the Pshat is, Lepsvicha de Koy betray Yivid, and now the Lamotzi Atzule. Not talking about a Shai Lov Roydif. Not that it's Roydif after the other one, and I can save the Nirdaf by killing the Roydif, but I only have a right to kill the Roydif and save the Nirdaf if I gave my Asra. No, Rav Huna is 100% right. A Roydif doesn't need Asra. You have a right to kill him without any Asra. That Gemara goes, he killed him already. The Roydev succeeded in killing the Nirdaf. And now the Meduber is whether we can give him an Einish Mrs. Bezen Mitam Retzeach. So Mitam Retzeach is a regular Chavi Mrs. Bezen. So you have to have Asra. Everybody agrees you have to have Asra. And you have to have Yataratzim Lemis. That's the Gemara's mark. Oh, the Gemara has a different Chiyashan. So the Maskana Blight Laloch Lamais, so like Rav Huna said, that you don't need Asra for a Roydev, and therefore even Kotna Roydev is also Chavi Mrs. And this little brisa, an innocent little brisa, that the brisa says, the way the Gemara interprets the brisa, it's not talking about a case of a roidef. Whether you have a right to kill a roidef or not in order to save the nirdaf. We're talking, the roidef already did his job, he became a retzeach. Not some roidef, he was already the retzeach. The shayla is, do we have a right, lachar amaisa, to kill the retzeach for the retzicha that he did? So yes, you have a right to. Provided there was Hasra, and provided there was Yatar Atzmul and Nisa. So the Brisa gives the example of the Hasra. We warn him, hey, pay attention, Yisraelu hu ben brisu. What do you mean? Yisraelu means that if you kill a Nochri, you're not Chai Nisa. They were to kill a Nochri, but you're not Chai Nisa. So we warn him, look here, Heberman. He's a Yisrael. You're gonna kill him, you're gonna be Chai Nisa. And then we tell him, hu ben brisu. What do you mean? He has a bris mila. What do you mean? Ben brisu. Isn't it the exact same thing? Yisrael hu ben brisu, the same thing. So that's what Tosfos comments on that. Yisrael hu ben brisu, so Tosfos says, Yisrael hu means v'lo kusi, means an akum. We want him as a Yisrael, but horikas akum is not chayiv nisa, but horikas also is chayiv nisa. Hu ben brisu is nachazach, means v'lo mum ala v'edis kachavim. The word ben bris is a separate thing. If the fellow is a mum ala v'edis zareh, so then the Gemara says on Maseches Avodah Zarah that it's Moridin Velay Malad. So how can you say that if you warn him, don't try to kill the person because he's a Jew, he's a Yid. Yeah, but if he's a Mumal Avodah Zarah, so what does it matter that he's a Yid? A Mumal Avodah Zarah is Moridin Velay Malad. There's no mitzvah to save his life. So what do the Gemara think in the Havamina? That it's a mitzvah to save his life. Adarab, but we do grammar tzicha on him. How can it be that we warn him, don't try to chepel with the person? So it must be that he's not a mumala with his own. The Taisa says the Loshen in the Braisa, Yisrael hu ben brisu, means two different things. Yisrael v'lo akum, he's not a nochri. When this means, not only is he Yisrael, he's not a Mum Alav Eretz Kechamim. He's a Mum Alav Eretz Kechamim, he's not called a Ben Bris. It's an interesting lashon. A Mum Alav Eretz Zareh is not called a Ben Bris. There's a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch, big machlokes in Achreinim. I don't know if the Rishonim discuss it. I know Achreinim have long, Stechemi quotes Maroch, Mum Maroch, he quotes about 30 Achreinim say one way, 30 Achreinim say another way, and gives you all the Marmachemis for the Achreinim. What's the din? Once in a while you have a strange case like this. A couple is married. And then the marriage falls apart and the husband goes and he converts to another religion. It's a mumalav edizar. And the wife wants a get. Why we assume you still need a get. There was such an opinion that you don't even need a get. And a mumar has been a ka'akum mumalav edizar. It becomes a nachri. There's no tfisis kiddushin between a nachri and the Israelis. Even though at the time that he married her, he was lohem edos. At the time that he married, he was a yid. He was religious. But since later on, becomes a mumma, it's like a shtar, so you can't maintain an ishus between a nochri and a Yisraeli. We don't accept that opinion. We hold that a mumma lover is already in a kachm is only a chumra, not a kula. You're not going to say a kula that his wife is mutarisli in Asil Ashuk with that again. Yeah. But there was such an opinion in the Gemara. So the shaila is, let's say the marriage falls apart and the wife wants a get, and the husband and the wife are so far apart, they don't even want to face each other. They live in different parts of the world, in different countries. So can the husband send a shliach to deliver the get to his wife? So the Gemara says, yeah, you can always send the get like the shliach. The shaila is, there's no shliach as la'akum. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Atem gam atem le'rabbis gam. The pasuk atem gam atem says by Hafrashas Truman. It says, gam atem. Kein terima gam atem is Trumas Hashem. That you can be makrish Trumas and Maisus yourself, or gam. Gam the rabbis is a shliach. If the farmer is meman a shliach, he points a mashgiach. The mafish tumas meizin. Mashgiach can also do the hafrash. Even though the mashgiach doesn't own the tzvuah, and ain't on the Torah maldav sheinu shaloi. If the Torah maldav sheinu shaloi is not chal, but if the balabas appoints the shliach, then shluch shlovim can meizus is considered like the farmer himself, like the balabas himself with mafish the tumas and meizus. So the Gemara says in Bav Metzia that since the din of shliches is learned from the word gam, came to rima gam atem, and atem means you, and gam is l'rabbis as a shlich, and the two are written next to each other, so that constitutes a hekish. So there's a hekish between the shlich and the mishalech. So ma atem b'nei bris. The chumash is talking to the Yiddish farmer. There's no mitzvah on the nochri. If there's a nochri who has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, it's not from the shev mitzvah b'nei that he has to be mafish trumas amais. He's permitted to eat devil. He doesn't have this mitzvah of afrashas trumas amais. So just like atem is referring to Ayid, a ben bris, so to gam, the rabbis is ashliach, is hukish to atem, atem, gam atem, the rabbis ashliach, matem, ben bris, ashlachach, ben bris, that Ayid cannot appoint a nochri as a shaliach, and Huadinami learned that from the same pasuk, a nochri cannot appoint a yid as a shaliach. Shal can a nochri appoint a nochri as a shaliach? That's a question. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach has this discussion. When you sell the chametz to the nochri, so what if the nochri is busy man, he doesn't have a chance to come. So he appoints a shliach. The nochri sends a shliach. That he should. So if he sends a yid as a shliach to buy the chametz on behalf of the nochri, teignish. Because the yid cannot serve as a shliach for a nochri. That din is given. But if the nochri sends another nochri as a shliach to sell to him, what do you have to sell to the original? No, this nochri doesn't want to get involved. He's only prepared to serve as the shliach for the other nochri. So can a nochri appoint another nochri as a shliach? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Tshuvas Masas Binyamin that a nochri for a nochri can be a shliach. The Magen Avraham says he doesn't know where he got that from. He thinks that it's no good. The Magen Avraham time is the din about them gamatem, matem, and agrees av shlachachem, and agrees means that the halacha of shlich does not apply to nochri. It only applies if the both the shaliach and the mishaleach are both Israelim. If either one is a nochri or both are nochri, the whole din doesn't apply. Masis bin Yamin apparently doesn't hold like that. He holds that the din is, that's what Yosef Engel explains, that the din is the shluch shalom kemoisa only applies when there's a hishtabus, when there's a connection between a similarity between the shliach and the mishaleach. So if one is a yid and one is a nachri, so there's no connection, they're too dissimilar, so how can he serve as a shliach for the other? But if the beide yid and the beide nachri is all good, it's a grada shirach. He's a nachri, he's a nachri, he's a yid, he's a yid, so it's good. So then you say the shliach. But if one is yid and one is a nachri, then you don't, then there's no shliach. Okay. So the Lashon HaGemara, I call upon the Lashon HaGemara there was, ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. So we usually say, pshat is, Rebris means a Yidin Nishkin Nachri. A Nachri doesn't have the din of Shlichus, however you understand it, whether like the Magen Avraham or like the Masis Binyan. So the Achrayim have a whole discussion. The Tosfos pointed out over here, Posh Pshat in the words of this Tosefta, this Braisa, that Yisrael means to the exclusion of a Nachri, and the word Ben Bris means to the exclusion of a Yisrael who's Hemadosa, who converted to Mumalabadizar, converted to another religion. So then, perhaps one should suggest, not Echot, perhaps one should suggest, that since the Lashon of the Drasha in the Gemara Batzia was Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Avshalachachem B'nei Bris, maybe means to say that the Shaliach and the Mshaliach have to be Yidden who are not Mumrim Labadizara. One of them is a Mumrim Labadizara, he's not a Ben Bris, even though he's a Yid, but he's not a Ben Bris. In Mela, he cannot serve as a Shliach, and he cannot have a Shliach, he cannot have a Yisrael function as a Shliach on his behalf. So there's a long list of Achren who hold like that. Big Machlekes Achren. If the husband and the wife want to get divorced, and the husband became a Mumrim Labadizara, converted to another religion, can he appoint a Yid as a Shliach to give the get on his behalf? Maybe you should say that a Mumalav Edizar is not a Ben Bris, like Tosfos said, and in the literal Lashon of the Drasha of the Gemara and Bavli, it was Ma'ata Ben Abis Avshalachach Menek. This is a big machlekes and Achrayim. Is that really what it means in the Gemara? Just means, no, the Mutei Akum, a Nachri. But if it's a Yid, who's Dina Kenachri, still a Yid. Just like, let's say, a Mumalav Edizar, you can't use him as Yishabbos Goy. If he comes into the barber shop in a Yiddish barber, so if a Nachri comes in, I'm allowed to shave off his payas, Tosfos says in the beginning of Shavuos. Yeah, there's no prohibition. It's like shaving off the payas of a behemah. So shaving off the payas of an Akum. There's no prohibition on the part of the Frumah barber if he shaves off the payas of a Nachri. So the Shaila is, what if the one who wants the haircut is a Jew who is Hemadasa, became a Meshumad Lavadizar? So of course he's a Yid. Of course you're not allowed to shave off his payas. Like you're not allowed to use him to be the Shabbos guy. So of course he is a Yid. Mumen Dina Kakum is only Lechumer, not Lekula. So that's a Shaila. What would you say over here? Do you say a Mumen Dina Kakum, therefore he cannot appoint a Shliach? Because he's not a Ben Bris. And you say, no, it's Lav Davke, the Melitz in the Gemara, Matam Ben Bris, just meant Lemute Yakum, and not Lemute Yisrael Mumen. That's a Machlekes Achrayim.
What about if he doesn't
The Ovis the Reb Nosson is quoted in Yeridaya that says that a Jew who became a Mumala with his does tshuva has to undergo Geirus Hatofas Dambris, even though he had a meal, he has to undergo Hatofas Dambris, it says, that the Tazazan, and he has to have Filan and Ikha. So that's the Machloikis, whether that's the Raisa of the Rabbonim. So the Goinim understood that that's a real Din Deraisa. That a Mumer, Dina Kakum, is a real Din Deraisa. That Mamish Oisi, he's a Nochri Gomer. And if he wants to become Jewish again, he has to convert all over again, Minatar. And the Rishonim did not accept that opinion on the Goyim. That's the famous Shittas Hagam, that Mumarein is Oikek. That if a man is married and he dies and he leaves no children from this wife and any other wife, he leaves no descendants at all, so the wife has to have Yibum or Chalitzis. And what happens if the only surviving brother is a Mumalavei Dezar, converted to another religion? So what's the din? So the din is that she's stuck. What's the din? Based on that, the din. He's a mummer, let's say he doesn't want to do the chalitz. So the Goyim's opinion was that if he's a mummer, ain't a zaykeh, that there's no problem. Why? Because so half of the Goyim explain why, because mummer dina ka'akum, and it's like just like there's no tvisis kiddush with an akum, so there's no zika to an akum, there's no shaykhus whatsoever. And that is not the accepted opinion. Accepted opinion is that a mummer, lava dizar, dina ka'akum is only lahachman, not shchitas and nevela, other dinas. But it does mean that it's mamish dina kach. We want to discuss. There's a Gemara at the end of the first parak in Yevamos, but the Gemara has the machlokes amaray. What's the din of a nochri shekiddush es aisha bizman hazeh? A nochri is mekadosh an isha yisrael is then kiddushin tofsin. The Gemara learns that in kiddushin from a pasuk. There's no kiddushin tofsin. What about nochri bizman hazeh that the aseres hashvatim have assimilated? We don't know who they are. We don't know where they are. So maybe any given Nachri in the street is really an Ureinikel from Aseres HaShvatim. Maybe his mother, all the way back was a Yiddish, and maybe he has a din like a Yid. So what I'm worried, the Gemara, the last daf in the first paragraph in Yevamos says, Nachri Shekiddush Es HaYisha Bizman Hazeh, Choshish L'Kiddushin, Shema Me'Aseres HaShvatim. Maybe he's really a Yid. Then the Gemara says, we don't pass him like that, because the Novi in Treyosa says, Bashem, about the Aseres HaShvatim that they assimilated, Bashem Bagadu, They rejected the Jewish religion. Kibbonim Zorim Yoladu. They all intermarried and all the children are Goyim and Shoin. And the Gemara says, based on that pasuk in Treyasar, Lezazim Isham, the Tanoim discussed the issue, Zem Gepaskin, Achasom Ka'akim Gumim Uchal Debren. The Gemara says that the Aseres Ashvatim Bein Lahapa Bein Lahachma. The Gemara says, Nekadosh Anisha Zen Choshim Kiddushim. Achasom Ka'akim Gumim Uchal Debren. So that's a shaila when the Gemara learns that from that pasuk, Bashem Bagodu, Kibbonim, Zorim, Yolodu, that the Aseres Ashvatim lost their status of Yisrael, Bein Lahapa Bein Lahachma, Amash Goyim Gemurim. Is that a Hairuah Shah that the Navi only said regarding Aseres HaShvatim doesn't apply any other time in the history of the Jewish people, not before, not after? One Hairuah Shah. Or should you say no, that it's a Din L'Doris, but then in Tinsulam it's a Din L'Doris, what's the nature of the Din L'Doris? So one Mahalach to say is that it's a Din L'Doris whenever you have a group of Jews who floated away so far away from mainstream Yiddishkeit that it looks like a different religion. So then, that's the pasuk Bashem Bagodu Kibbonim Zorim Yolodu Ois Yid, and they lose his Kedushas Yisrael. So that's what some Rishonim held regarding Kusim. The Gemara in the first parak in Chulin. Yeah, the Gemara had an ongoing machlokes for a long time regarding the Kusim who were converted in Sefer Melachim. So it says the original conversion, there was no Kabbalah on Mitzvah. They continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says the original conversion was Gonishver. They were going Gemurim. It says, Eselahim Hayu Avdim. They still worshipped Avodah Zarah, so there was no Kabbalah on Mitzvah. So the original Geirus was sure is no good. So Tosfos says the Machlekes HaTanaim was a historical Machlekes. Were they Shuv Nizgairu Achakach? Did they convert again a second time and they were Mekabbalah on Mitzvah? In which case we should assume that Kusim Ageri, am I saying? Or should we assume no? There's no record in Tanakh that they converted the second time. Echeteise. The only conversion was the first conversion. That was meaningless. There was no Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. So Kusim Ageri Arayisei. The only Geris they had was that Geris they were afraid of the lions that were attacking them in Eretz Yisrael. And they converted just superficially. There never was, absolutely was no Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. So it's Ganesh Min Ganesh. So they're going to move. So this is the historical Machlekes HaTanaim with the Kusim Shuv Nizgairu a second time. Or not. But then the Gemara says it doesn't make a difference. Even if you should assume, that's how we assume, that Kusim Ageri Emesein, they were Shuv Nizgairu. Historically, there was a second act of Geiris, at which time they became Israelin. But then, in a later point, Reb Meir checked, investigated, checked that he found out that the Kusim were worshipping Avodah Zarah on Hag Rizim. The Gemara says they discovered that the Musioina, they found they were worshipping a statue that was formed in the image of a dog. Yeah, peace. They were worshipping the Avodah Zarah peace. Yeah. So Rav Meir declared that the Akum Gemurim L'chol Debrem. He declared that they're all going Mumsim. So what kind of a din is that? That the Kusim Akum Gemurim L'chol Debrem means Lahachmer or Bein Lahachmer Bein Lahachmer. Let's say a Kusi is Mekadosh Anishin. You say Ein Choshen is Mekidushin. It's nothing with nothing. But you say no. He's in Israel. Lozazim Isham Goloshan Gemaras Lozazim Isham. Ashasom ka'akum gemurim l'chol devrayim. The Reb Meir and his bezin, they declared that the kuzim abedin of akum l'chumre shchitas and avela, those kind of things, mevatel an erev, he ruins an erev, and so on and so forth. But to say l'chol, you can use the kuzim for the Shabbos goy also. That's the thing I mean. If he comes into my barber shop, I can shave off his pace with a razor. He's mamish and akum. So that's a machlokes in Ebenezer, machlokes aloha l'maisa. Whether the Kusi is Mekadosh and Isha, the Beishmo quotes. If the Kusi is Mekadosh and Isha, are the Kiddushin Topsan or not? So they quote on the side of the Ebenezer, the Dogma Rabba quotes the Pirish Amishnais Laharamah, the end of Nida, says Beferish, Rama writes Beferish, that when there were goys on the Kusim, Shiyuki, Kakum, the Choldevrim is Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahachmir, they're going to more, because the Ramam says that a mace is Matami Bemaga Mamasa Ba'oel, and Mace the Akam are not Matami Ba'oel, only Matami Bemaga Ubimasa. So the Rambam says, what's the story with the Kusim? So he says, Koyim Shigazra Aleim, they were Yidin, they were Matami Bemaga Ma'asa Boel, because Kusim Geri Emesim, Shuv Nizgairu, they were Geri Emes. But after Rameh declared, Ka'akim Gvurim Chaldi Reyem, they're Nochrim, Bein Lahaka Bein Lahachma, it's only Matami Bemaga Ma'asa, like a Nochri, not Matami Boel. So you see, the Rambam holds like that. So they should use to point that out. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, this Dogma Levav, of course, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah writes that the Lashon HaGemara is the same. Lozazim Isham HaShatzom Ka'akim Urim L'chol Debrem. Gemara has it at the end of the first parak in Yevamos regarding that Aseres HaShvatim. There it's L'Hakel. That ain't Kiddushin Tofsin. That is Mekadosh Yisrael is not Kiddushin Tofsin. And the same Lashon appears in in the first parak in Chulin regarding the kusim, so the Rambam understood that it has the same connotation, that it's bein l'hokal bein l'hachma achum gvum. So where did they get that einfall from? That you have a right to declare. What do you mean you declare? You can declare from the, I can declare it's snowing. It's not snowing, it's not snowing. What do you mean declare kachum gvum l'chol devrein? So that's what these Rishonim, the Rambam, they apparently hold that that's included in that pasuk. Vashem bogodu, kiborim, zorim, yolodu. It's not a hirasha once in the history of the Jewish people on the occasion of the Aseres HaShvatim, that they lost the Kedusha of Sisal Tzedin. Whenever you have a whole group of Yidden who float away so far away, I think there are Jews in our generation who floated away further than the Kus, but no one's declaring. So they haven't been declared as anything. So we assume that they're still Yidden. But the Kusim, they declared, Lazaz Misham, Matshah, Saum, Kakam, Gumor, Mechadarim, they declared that Dina Kakam, based on that Pasuk, Vashem, Bagadu, Kibbarim, Zarmilot, that they lost the Kedusha of Sisal. And then the third opinion, that's how the Sridi Esh writes a whole tshuva. The third opinion was, the Shita Sagoinim, that it's a din l'doiris, that nevuah in Treyosar, and it doesn't only apply to a whole group of people, like the Aseres HaShvatim, or like the Kusim, it even applies to an individual Yisrael. A Yisrael Shehem Ledoso, he converts to another religion, he forfeits the Kedushas Yisrael. It becomes an Akum Bein L'Hakum Bein L'Hachmer. And if he's interested in becoming Jewish again, he has to undergo Geirus Min HaTorah. But again, that's not the accepted opinion. We assume that a Yisrael Shehem Adaso is only Dina Ka'akum L'chumre, not L'kula. You don't say that his mamish an Akum and his wife doesn't need a get, and there's no Mumre in a Zoike. We don't accept that opinion. We hold that Mumre Dina Ka'akum is just L'achmer, not L'akum. So that's why there's this big machlokes in Achareinim. Can he make a Shliach? They say, Ma'atim b'nei b'is av shlachach b'nei b'is. B'nei b'is comes L'mute, like Tei says L'mute, Mumre L'avod is Zara. No, Ma'atim b'nei b'is means Ayid, as opposed to a Nachri, but it doesn't mean literally a Ben
B'is. Why don't you say, why don't you have to maybe
What do they need the whole interesting good discussion? Good discussion. Why don't you just say go basaroy that he's a nachri shekinish? I don't know. I mean, there's no bitl by Bnei Adam. There's no bitl by Bnei Adam. So any given person, so it's kavua midrabbanan. I mean, there is a din. There is a din. Whenever you have something which is in a tarubis and it's not bottle, so then we treat it as kol kavua kamachza machza dam. Not only do you say there's no bitl, you can't even say aslina basaruba. That's called kavua midrabbanan. Okay. So I guess if it's Bnei Adam and not bottle, yeah, we assume Bnei Adam and not bottle. Some even hold Bnei Adam and not bottle in a term. So Bnei Adam and not bottle, then it would be kavua midrabbanan. Could be, yeah.
It's like a Sha'afu in the Mishnah, Kuzi was included in the Mezumim.
Right. And
the Gemara later in the Perek says that Mishnah is according to Rav Meir.
Who holds that Kusin Geri Yemesen? Holds that Kusin Geri Yemesen. And then the later, Bezin, Rav Meir later made the Gzeira that he declared them as Akum. Originally, Rav Meir's opinion was that Kusin Geri Yemes, they were Jewish. And then at a later time, he declared that the dinaka, not lemafreya, the kana lavoda dinaka. From the time that they declared it, from that time on, they were dinaka.
Doesn't the Chazon just state that this man is there, we go through this marid and blow malim?
Yeah, that's for sure. Chazon just says marid and blow malim. What is it based on? What do you have a right to do? Grammar sicha. To lower a person into a bor, you're not allowed to do outright mitzvah to murder him, but you lower him into a bor and then you pull away the ladder and you let him die from starvation. What kind of business is that? So the answer is, but that's only if it will be understood by the community. But if it will be understood as an act of terrorism on the part of the bezmin, so then they're not allowed to do that. And certainly the Chazon Ish says, bizman hazeh, that the majority of the Jews are not Orthodox, the minority. I wrote, how can you be kofal mitzvahs? How can you go do marid v'lamal? It'll be taken. The non-Orthodox will say, there they go again. The rabbis are crazy. Everything they do is crazy. A bunch of make it worse. He says, you're not allowed. Hold the whole heter to do this marid v'lamal is machmiyon sheshlemen adin lahirua show the migdal nuls. If you're going to accomplish something givaldik, what are you going to accomplish? You're going to maintain religious observance in the community. If you're going to do this shtick, this man is there, Marino Lama, it's going to make things worse. You're going to have more people running away from religion. So Abraham said, the Chazan, he says, you're not allowed to do it. Yeah. The next Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We learned that Ayin Beis Amanal of Haboba Machteres is already treated as a Reidif. His need al Shem Stoifer, he didn't start the Redifa yet. There's a potential that it may become a Reidif. If the Balabayas will resist the burglar, he'll start to fight with the burglar. And the burglar comes with a weapon, so he may attempt to kill him. So he's already Nidan al-Shem Sofa. We already treat the burglar as if he was a Reidif, and a Reidif is Nidan al-Tzila b'Nafsha. So the next Mishnah picks up on the theme, Ve'elahem Shema Tzila b'Nafsha b'Nafsha. The following people have a din of Reidif, that you're permitted and obligated to kill a Reidif in order to save the Nirdaf, or sometimes not so much in order to save the Nirdaf, sometimes in order to save the Reidif from violating an Aveir. Who are they? So one is a Reidif Achach Aveir L'Hargoy. So you're permitted and obligated to kill a Reidif in order to save the Nirdaf. That's Matzila Moisom. Rashi writes Matzila Moisom Minu Aveir. Taisa says the whole discussion, Tigamaska Lahatzilo Benafshon, that in different cases the word Lahatzil Benafshon means different things. By the right of Achachaber Lahargai, you're obligated to kill the writer to save the Nirdaf, not so much to save the writer from violating the Aveir of Bar Silta. Let him go all do the holy Aveir as he wants. But we want to kill the writer to save the Nirdaf, not to prevent the writer from doing an Aveir. And in some of the other cases, let's say a fellow is running to be Mechal Shabbos, is running to worship Abu Dezorah, so there's a Machlek and Satanai, whether he has a din of Reidev. So what are you saving? Shabbos? He's saving the Avodah Zarah. What are you saving? The Ribbono Shel Olam? Saving the Ribbono Shel Olam? No. He's a right if you want to kill him to spare him from violating the Avera of Avodah Zarah. We don't paskin like that. We paskin HaRedif Achar Avodah Zarah or HaRedif L'Chalal HaSashav. He's running to do Chilul Shabbos. He's running to worship Avodah Zarah. We paskin, you don't kill the right. But there were Tanaim that held that yet. So they obviously were of the opinion that in that case you kill the right if to save the right from violating the Avera. We always assume that it doesn't mean that. You kill the Reidif to save the Nirdaf from Ritzicha, save the Nirdaf from losing his life. Or in the other cases, it says, a Reidif Achar HaZochar. Someone is a male is chasing after another male to force him to violate Nishkav Zochar Bal Karchai, to violate him Bal Karchai. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that you are permitted and obligated to kill the Reidif in order to save the Nirdaf from being violated, from being forced into this violation of the Aveir Mishkan Zoch. Or Achanara Hamarasa. Someone is chasing after an Eshes Ish Anara Hamarasa. She's only an Arusa, she's not even in the Nesua yet. So we also learn out from the pasuk that you're permitted to kill the Reidif in order to save the Anara Hamarasa from being violated. However, Reidif Achar HaPeima is running after Behemoth to violate Mishka Behemoth. So then there's no heter to kill the Reidif from Chal. He's running to be Mechal Shabbos. The guy's taking his keys and then we go drive the car on Shabbos and we tell him, don't do that, we're going to kill you. He says, you have no right to kill him. You have a right to warn him, don't be Mechal Shabbos, we'll kill you if you go be Mechal Shabbos. But you have no right to kill him in order to prevent him from being Mechal Shabbos. Or he's running to worship Abed Ezor, so then it says, Ey Matzila Mosim Nash. So the Gemara asks, how do you know this whole institution of Reidif? Tana Rabbanan Minayim, the Reidif Achachaveh, the Harv, Shinitim, Matzila, Benapshim. What's the source of this idea that you're permitted and obligated to kill the Reidif in order to save the life of the Nirdav? And the well, it's based on the Pasuk, Basamar Adam Reyach. In fact, the Gemara, Basamar Adam Reyach. How do you see that you have a right to kill the Reidif? Basamar Adam Reyach means you just sit by and I watch the way someone is losing his life. So you're not allowed to sit by calmly. Now I sit by, you have to do something. That's what that pasuk means. It has such a connotation. You should do whatever is in your power, even if it means to kill the writer. How do you see such an exaggerated shot in the pasuk? No, just a calm pasuk. I see someone is drowning in a river, and I know how to swim. I can save him, so go save him. Ochayah go to Rosso, a wild animal is ripping and schlepping him and ripping him apart. A listen boy Molov, gangsters are gonna kill him, and I can easily shoot or whatever, I can do something to save his life. So how do you know Yechayv Lahatzil Tamlam? L'samar Adam Yechla. Where do you see it? But in the Mashmoh it says L'samar Adam Yechla that you even have a right to kill the right. And the Gemara says you're right. Enachinami, you're right. So how do you know Nitan Lahatzil Benafshoy? So the Gemara says finally it's based on the pasuk. It says that if someone is Boal Eish Yisish, so they're both punished. The Ish and the Isha are both punished with an Anish Misa. What happens if he's Ma'anis the Ish Yisish? He's Boal Isha Basa, the Ki Basa, the Mitzoh, Tzakwa, Anar, Amaras, Bein, Moshiyolo. So if he attacked her Basa, then we assume that it was Bal Korcho. So only the Ma'anis, only the Boal, the Ish Yisish gets the Anish Misa. And the Nevelis is Anis Rachmana Patre. That's the Pasuk, Anis Rachmana Patre. And the Pasuk gives a Moshe. The man who attacked the woman who's an Eish Yisish is like one who murders somebody else. If I murder the Ritzach, murders the Nirtzach, what do you have against the Nirtzach? He's never an innocent victim. He doesn't deserve any punishment. So to over here, if a man is Ma'anis an Eish Yisish, she doesn't deserve any punishment because we assume it was Balkar, Chatzach, Anar, Marasa, Vei Moshiyolo. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Tzaka hanayra hamurasa ve'ein moshia lo. What's the mashmois? O yesh lo moshia. She was screaming bloody murder when the man was ma'anas her basode, ve'ein moshia lo. And no one was able to save her. So the mashmois of that Pasuk seems to imply, ein moshia lo ha yesh lo moshia, is Sorok Lashia, B'chol Dovah She'ef Shalah Hoshia. So the mashmaz of that pasuk is that I write if Achanara Hamarasa La'onsa, one is chasing after this Eishisish, the Nara Hamarasa, in order to attack her, to be Ma'anasar, is Nita Latzila Benavsha, to save the girl from being attacked by this man, by being violated by the man, you're permitted and obligated to kill the Rayet. So that pasuk, Moshia Lo is the marker for the din of a right of Achanara Hamarasa. That it's Nitan Latzila Ben Avshat. That's how the Gemara says. Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. You see where it says in the Torah, or it says Vayikru Yates, then it says Dvarim Chavbeis, then it says Shom. When it says Shom, the Gemara quotes the Braisa. Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Ein Moshiach Lo, O Yesh Lo Moshiach. And the Mashmuel says, the connotation is B'chol Davish Yochlo Shiach. Even if the only way to save the girl's life, the Naira Amarasa's life, is by killing the Redef, by killing the man who wants to attack her. So that's the Mashmuel of the Pasuk. So that pasuk per se only says by Naira Amarasa. How do you know that the din is true regarding a right of Achachaber Laharga? That's how we started off. Minayin the right of Achachaber Laharga Shinitin Latzil Benavsha. So the Gemara says that there's a hekesh. The pasuk gave a mashal over here. It says Ki Kashiyachum Mishal Riev Tzoch Nefesh Kein Adarazeh. Just like if someone murders someone else, the murder victim is not responsible for anything. It didn't do anything. The murderer is the one who did everything wrong. And the victim is never a victim. So too, the Boal, the one who was Ma'anis, the Eish Yisish, he deserved the punishment, and the Eish Yisish, who is Nensa Basada, Tzaka, Anar, Maraz, Ve'im, Mashiyolo, she doesn't deserve any punishment. So the Gemara understands the fact that the two are written one next to the other must be teaching me a Hekesh. It can't be that the Pasuk just means to give the Mashal to say that she's innocent, just like the murder victim. What do you need a Mashal for? What do you need the ganze moshul? What do you need the whole moshul? It's good without a moshul. We understand. So it must be that the two are written one next to the other in the pasuk to make a hekesh between Naira Hamarasa and the Ratzeach. What's the nature of the hekesh? So the Gemara usually has a klal ein hekesh lemachza. The hekesh means in both directions. I learn out A from B and B from A, and I learn I should really equate it for all the dinim that it's possible to equate. So what can you possibly equate over here? So the Gemara says, we learn out with trying, the Torah gave a mashal over here. The Torah says that the one who attacks an Eish Yisish, the Eish Yisish doesn't deserve a punishment, just like the murder victim doesn't deserve a punishment. So the way the mashal is written, you don't need the whole mashal. The din is simple without a mashal. But the way the mashal is written, it's trying to teach you from the Mashal to the Nimshal, from Ratzeach to the Naira Amarasa. So that's so elementary, we don't even understand what we need a Mashal for. So the Gemara understands, it's written to teach me a Hekesh, and the Hekesh is not only that Naira Amarasa is the same as Ratzeach, in Hekesh L'Machzah means the other direction as well. Ratzeach is the same as Naira Marasa. So here, this din that we just developed, we're learning out from the Nimshal to the Moshal, that by Naira Marasa it says, Ein Moshiach Lo, there was no way to save her, and the connotation is, Hayesh L'Moshiach, B'chol Dov Shatiyach L'Moshiach. So the Pasuk implies the din of Reidefach HaNaira HaMarasa La'onso, that it's Nita Matzila B'Nafsha. And from that I learn out, through the Hekish, that the same is true by Reidefach HaChaber La'Hargoy. That if a Reidef is attempting to kill someone, it's Nita Matzila, the Nirdav, B'Nafsha Shala Reidef. You're allowed to kill the Reidef in order to save the life of the Nirdav. So that's the one aspect of the Hekish that you're learning out from Naira HaMarasa to Ratzeach. But the Pshuto Shal Mikra is telling me, Faket, I'm going from Ratzeach to Naira HaMarasa. And just that it tells me the marshal, that Oynes Rahman Apatre, that I needed a marshal for. Of course, Oynes Rahman Apatre. You give a marshal, it's like a murder victim. That's elementary. So it must be, in Hekish Lamachza, I'm learning out something from the Ratzeach to the Naira HaMarasa, something more than what the Pshuto Shal Mikra tells me. That the murder victim is not guilty, and whoever denied me, the Naira HaMarasa is not guilty. So what can it be that in Hekesh L'Machzah, what are you learning out the other direction? So the Gemara is going to continue and proceed into the whole sugya of Yehorg Vayavar. The famous sugya of Yehorg Vayavar appears over here a little bit in the second parak of Pesach Mos on Daf Kofei, but the main sugya is on Daf Ayin Dalet. Where did it come in over here? Where does it come in? It should be in Maseches Avodah Zarah. It is in Avodah Zarah also. But where does it? And it belongs in the second parak of Pesach, because the Gemara there talks about what heterim do you have b'shas atchak to violate Isuri heterim. If there's a chodesh, sheish b'sakana, chodesh sheim b'sakana, shalok derech achilos, shalok derech hanosa. The Gemara is discussing to what extent is one obligated to be moisa nefesh by Yiddishkeit. So there we understand how it comes in. How does it come in over here? So the Gemara starts off the whole discussion from this hekesh. Kikach, shiok mishariyeh tzocha nefesh, kein ador razeh. The Torah makes the comparison between a retzeach and the one who is ma'anis, the Naira HaMarasa. So I learn out A from B and B from A, because ain't hekesh lemachzos. I learn out one from the other. So the one din I learned that is the din in the Mishnah. Elohein shematzila mosim benafshin, haredevacha chaver lahargah is derived from haredevacha nara hamarasa leyonsa. The original pasuk state ain't moshiach lo by the nara hamarasa. Hayesh lemashiach, chol dav mashiach tiyachal hashiach. So from that din of haredevacha nara hamarasa, I extended it via hekesh to haredevacha chaver lahargah. And then there is a din by Ratzeach that I have established independently from another source, that there's a din of Yehorg Vayavar. There is a din, I'm not allowed to do Ratzicha even if it's necessary for me to save my life. The only way for me to save my life is by bumping off somebody else. So the din is you're not allowed to, Yehorg Vayavar. So once that's given, once I have established that din, I learned that din from Ratzeach to Naira HaMarasa, that the din of Yehorg Vayavar is not restricted only to Ritzicha, it even applies to all Gilei Arayis. Doesn't mean only Naira HaMarasa. This din of Reidefach Achar Ha'ervo La'onsa, that is Nitan Latzila B'Nafsha. The Gemara says also, it's not restricted to Naira HaMarasa. It goes by all Arayis. We're going to continue the Gemara. Gemara on the bottom quotes a Braisa like that. It's not restricted only. Here the Gemara has. It's about 15 lines from the bottom. It says, Tosef the Perek Yud Aleph. The seventh Sanhedrin. Tana Rabbanan. Echad ha-reidev achar chaber la-horgoy, that's one din of reidev. Ba'achar ha-zochar, that's in the Mishnah. The fellow is trying to attack someone else, a mishkan zochar. Ba'achar nara ha-marasa. And then it says, ba'achar chaybi mises bezen, ba'achar chaybi krisis. The din is matzila moisom. Ve'nafshoy. The din applies, the Gemara is now learning from Sukkot. The din ha-reidev achar any erva, la-onso, is the din of matzila moisom ve'nafshoy. The pasuk of a Mashiach Lo is not limited only to Naira HaMarasa. It applies to all Arayis. So that's the one din that you learn from Naira HaMarasa to Ratzeach. And from Ratzeach to Naira HaMarasa is the other din. We have another din of Yehorg Vayavar by Shvichas Damim, by Ratzicha. From Ratzicha, we carry over through this same Hekesh, because Ein Hekesh L'Machza, you learn A from B and B from A, Ein Hekesh L'Machza. So the din of Yehorg Vayavar carries over from Ratzeach to Gilei Arayis. And then the sugya continues to say, and where, pray tell, where did you figure that din out from? Where's the original source for the din of Yehorg Vayavar by Ratzeach? Where's the pasuk over there? And Martaka says it's not pasuk, it's a svara. It's a svara. My chazis, the Dhamma Lachsumitvei, Zilma Dama the Hugavis the Mitzvah. That's a very interesting idea. The Gemara says, I have a Hekesh. A is the same as B and B is the same as A. So I would have thought a Hekesh goes if there's a din in Chumash somewhere. There's a pasuk in the Chumash somewhere that tells me what the din is by A, and here there's a Hekesh, that means that B is the same as A. Here there's a Svara. The Gemara says, Lama li kros Svara, whatever, I don't need Tam Svara, I don't need a pasuk. Yeah, but it's only a Svara. It's a Hakat. Eisen, Svara, Eisen is Svara. So say, Argwa Yavah by Ritzah. But there is no pasuk, and the Svara doesn't apply to Gilead Reis. The Svara, my chos damdach sumik tvei is a svara that only applies to Ritzicha. So how can you take a hekesh and say the svara applies also if you have exeris akosat by Ritzicha? So you have a hekesh. So the hekesh tells you to learn out the Gilead Reis from Ritzicha. Nonetheless, that's what the Gemara says. The din of Yehar Bal Yavah by Ritzicha is a svara. And the hekesh tells me even to extend the svara. From the din of the svara of Yehari Vayav is extended from Ratzeach to Gilead Reis. Shver Avot. That's why the Keset Mishnah has a comment on the side of the Rambam. The Lo Yitachein. How can you leave it like that? But Yehari Vayav by Ratzeach is no mitzad asvara. What does it mean? It doesn't make sense. How can you say I should save my life by killing someone else? So what was it? Where's the Pikuach Nefesh? Pikuach Nefesh means you're going to save the life of a the end result is going to be going to save the life of a Yid. But sof kol sof, a Yid is going to lose his life, so there is no pikuach nefesh. So that's a svara. But by Gilead Reis, it's not a svara. By Gilead Reis, it's a gzeres akosov that you heard by Yahweh. So how do the two blend in? How can you say a hekesh? That's what the Kes Mishnah points out on the side of the Rambam. In Ilchos Yisrei HaTorah, once you say the hekesh to establish that you heard by Yahweh even applies the Gilead Reis, then you learn back again from Gilead Reis to Ritzeach that Yehari Gval Yavah by Ritzeach is also Xeris HaKosav. It's not only the Svara. Because the Rambam quotes a Tosefta in Trumas. Rashi over here quotes it. I am based on the days, 10 lines from the bottom in Rashi. The Rashi says there's a Tosefta in Tmura. So they correct it on the side. It's not in Tmura. It's a Tosefta in Trumas, Perek Zayin. The Perek Vav is also a misprint. The Tmur is a misprint, it should say Trumas. And the Perek Vav and the correction is a misprint, it should be Tosefta Perek Zayin. It's a famous Tosefta that the Nochrim come to a group of Jews and they say, Tnu lanu achas mikem, give us one person, we want to kill one Jew. They have their mind set up, they want to kill whatever, the rabbi. In Lav, Naragis Kuchim, they surrounded the whole group of Jews. And they don't stand the chance of running away. No one will escape. And they say, give us Pliny, and Imlav Naragas Kulchan. So the Tosefta says they're not allowed to give over. So the question is, but logically it doesn't make any sense. Why don't you say Pikuach Nefesh? What's the whole Avera? Gram Ritzicha. If you give over one person to the Nochrim, they're going to kill him. So when we give him over, we're not doing the Ritzicha. The Nochrim are going to violate the Ritzicha. We're doing Lifnei Iver of Ritzicha. Okay, if we're giving over a person and the Nochrim are going to kill him. And it's Gram Ritzicha. Okay? So why don't you say Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Gram Ritzicha with Lifnei Iver? The answer is no, Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche anything in the area of Ritzicha. What do you mean? But the reason why Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche anything in the area of Ritzicha is that Svara, my cause is the Dominique McVeigh, the end result is going to be that someone is going to lose his life anyway. But here you have a whole group of 25 Jews. And the Nazis come and they threaten them. They say, give us one person, we're going to kill him. And if not, we're going to kill all 25. So why not violate Gram Ritzicha with Lifnei Iver and save the life of the 24 people? Ben Kovako, this person is going to lose his life. So what? Make a cheshbon. It should be Pikuach Nefesh. So the Rambam quotes the din. That's the din in the Tosefta. So the Kes Mishnah quotes the Hasogas HaRamach. But Ben Meir HaKohen was a little after the Rambam. So he has a running Hasogas, like we have the Ravid has Hasogas on the whole Rambam. So you have the Ramach also wrote Hasogas on the whole Rambam from the beginning to the end. We have part of it is available now, it's printed already. And the rest is still in manuscript. So the Kes Mishnah quotes the Kasha from the Ramach. It doesn't make any sense. Not really Kasha on the Rambam. That's what it says in the Tosefta. The Ramach break the Kasha. It doesn't make any sense. Make a Cheshbon. If they'll do the Gram Ritzicha, they'll do the Lifnei Iver and they'll give over the one person, so they'll save the lives of the 24 people. And if you won't do the Averis, all 25 will be killed. So what's the Seichel? Why shouldn't you do the Averis? So one opinion is, Rashi over here has two opinions. The Rashi and I are based on the days, where that misprint is, where he says it's a Tosefta and Trumas, Perek Zayin. So Rashi writes, Rashi's first suggestion is, "Afilu loy masruhu lo, hoyenerag bir kishayitz v'seno yoyo, v'heinerag emimo." Rashi in the first suggestion says, like the Ramach, that if all 25 people abad are going to get killed ben kovako, if the Nochem say, give us over one person and we want to kill him, and if not, we're going to kill everybody and have complete control over the whole area. And they can succeed in killing all 25. So the first day in Rashi says, Inami, atzveita day. But the first, before you get to the Inami, and really what Rashi quotes a machlekes hatanaim and a tosefta, he tells you a tosefta in Trumas. There it has a machlekes hatanaim. The shitas haramach, the Ramach asks on the Rambam. It's not the Rambam's fault, the Rambam quoted a tosefta. But the Ramach holds like the other day, like the other Tana. Rashi has 2 days. What's the din in such a case? That case is machlekes hatanaim. The Nochem surround the city, and it's impossible for anyone to escape. And they say, give us one person, we want to kill him, and if not, we're going to bomb the whole area, everyone will vada get killed. So what's the din? Do you say, Yehorig Vayavar? Or they say, what kind of Yehorig Vayavar? It doesn't make any sense. What Yehorig Vayavar means, Aichaz Nizdamdach Sumiktvei, why should I save my life and have him die? Shevi Atasod, maybe he should save his life and I should die. I'm not allowed to. There's no head to Pikuch Nefesh. If they call a call, someone's going to die. So how do I know that I have a right to save my life at his expense? But if, like this, 25 people will die, like this, only one person will die, 24 people will save the line. So then the Svara dictates that you should give over the person. That's the first day in Rashi. That's one time in the Tosef. And then that's how the Ramach holds like that. And the Raman Paschal's like the second day in Rashi, like the other day in Tanoim. That's how it says in Yerodea, that you're not allowed to give over the person to was based on a svara that since anyway someone's going to lose his life, so there is no pikuach nefesh. So what right do I have to violate an aver? There is no pikuach nefesh. Someone's going to lose his life anyway. But in this case, it does make sense. So because Mishnah answers that behechrech, you have to say the alfusa starts off like that. The limud starts off. The marker for yehorik val yavabaretzeh is a svara that there is no pikuach nefesh. How can you say, Maichos damdach sumut tvei, there is no pikuach nefesh. If the cheshvan is going to be that someone is going to lose his life anyway, so there's no hekesh pikuach nefesh. But then you have a hekesh to learn out from Ratzeach to Gili Arayis. What the din by Gili Arayis? No masvar. Gili Arayis akzeres akasur, that the din is Yehorg vayavar. So once you say that by Gili Arayis it's akzeres adin, that the chayim ohaveri requires that Yehorg vayavar, then we learn back from Gili Arayis to Retzeach, that Yehorig Bal Yavar is a Gzeres HaKasuv of Yehorig Bal Yavar. Even when the Svara no longer applies, just like by Gili Arayis is a Gzeres HaKasuv, no Svara at all. There is no Svara of Maichazis. So too the Kesh Mishnah says, you derive back from Gili Arayis to Retzeach, that by Retzeach is a Gzeres HaKasuv. That's the way the Rambam paskens like the second opinion in Rashi, like the second opinion in the Tana. That's the Machlokes HaTanaim and the Tosefta in Trumas, in Perek Zayin. Yeah, the Tosefta says, Elin ken yichduhu kisheva ben bichri. If they didn't single anybody out, they say, we're itching to kill one person, then you're not allowed to pick anyone, because maybe he would have saved his life. What if they single out one specific person? So we know why we're going to give him, because Ben Kolokot, they're going to kill all 25, so they're going to kill him anyway. So what's wrong if you give him over? So the Tosefta says, if yichdu kishev ben bichri, then you're allowed to. So the question is, what's the etta? So the first day in Rashi is, because Ben Kolokot, they're all going to get killed. So if they didn't single out which person, so then you're not allowed to give over. But if they singled one out, the main kavukah, everyone's going to get killed, so then you're allowed to give them over. And the second day in Rashi, that's what we usually assume, is not so. Elam ken yichdu ki shevet ben bichri means, like shevet ben bichri, who is chayv misa, because he did an avera. But if he's an innocent person, he's not chayv misa, he didn't do any avera, he doesn't deserve the death penalty, then the second day in Rashi, lahaloch is that you're not allowed to give them over. That's how we assume lahaloch, like the second tana. The 2 days in Rashi, the machlokes is satanoim and the Tosefta. We assume the second way. Yeah.
So why is it lahaloch? You don't make
the
decision. You decide to kill one.
Right, that's the pasuk. The pasuk says you have to kill the raidif. The raidif is nitan latzila benafshe shel raidif. We learn that from
Ein Moshiach lo, o yesh lo Moshiach b'chol dov v'shiyach lo Moshiach. So we learn up in the pasuk Ein Moshiach lo, that a right of acher ha'erev lo onsa, not a right of acher, they're both going to violate the aver together. No, it's right of acher ha'erev lo onsa, bal korcha. Is nitan lahatzila ben achshe. You're obligated to kill a right to save the woman.
That's
the Xeris HaKos of the Hakesha. The Hakesha tells you, learn a hareza bala lameg, benim salami. The Pshut Shal Mikra says, with the arriving from the Moshel to the Nimshel. We're learning from the Retzeach, just like the murder victim is innocent, so to the woman who was attacked is innocent. So hareza bala lameg, to learn from Retzeach too. Nara Amarasa, but we assume, but that mashal is so elementary, so we don't even need it for that. So we say, but in Salamid, we learn out both ways. We learn out the halacha from Retzeach, another halacha, not just that Rennes Rachman, but no, not another halacha, Yorig Val Yava, from Retzeach to Gili Arayis, and we learn out another halacha from Gili Arayis to Retzeach, namely the din of Roidach. That's the pasuk, that the Roidach is Nitan Atzila ben Afsha.
Before the board knew about Roidach, before I already knew about the Hamad Al Dahrayach, one of the cases was lived in.
Let's see from a distance that the gangsters are about to attack this fellow, and I'm on top of the mountain. I have a rifle, and I can shoot them.
So that's right. Right.
Yeah.
The more they know about Roidev.
No.
You can't know that Roidev.
I have, no. Let's say they're going to kill. I wouldn't know that I have a right to kill. To kill the Roidev. I would not have a right to maim him. For the sake of Pikach Nefesh, of the Nirdav, I have a right to violate all kinds of Averis in the Torah. I would not have a right to kill the right. That's why I need it.
How do you learn from Mashiach?
The Mashmoy says, B'chol da b'shiyach ala shiyah, even to the extent of killing the right of Achaz. No. Mosan al Amriach just says, you shouldn't just sit by idly. But how do you know you have a right to kill the right? So that's what the Gemara needed the Alfus. So again, just to review, there's a famous sugi of Yehorek Val Yav and Daf Haindal. How does it come into Sanhedrin? The answer is, it's behemsha from this. Because the previous Mishnah, we had all these Mishnahs about who's Chayiv Misa. Then you have Dinam about Ben Sora Moritz, also Skila. And it said Ben Sora Moritz Nidal Shem Sofa, because he has the potential to develop to become a big gangster. So it's Nidal Shem Sofa. Then the Mishnah says, Ababa Machteres is Nidal Shem Sofa, because he has the potential to develop into a Raidif. We already give him the status of a Raidif now. And then the Mishnah continues, by the way, you're talking about Raidif, so what is the Dinam of Raidif? So not only Raidif Achar, Chaver laharga, right? If achar ha'erevo is also the same din. And then the Gemara gives it the alfusa. How do you know there's a? Where does it say chumash? You have a right to kill the right? It really doesn't say beferish by right if achar chaver laharga. It says it by nara hamarasa. But it's a hekesh, and then ain't hekesh lemachzo. So you learn A from B and B from A, and that A from B is the whole thing of Yehorek Val Yava. That it starts off with Yehorek Val Yava b'shvichas dam in isvara, and that's an eisen isvara. Lamali cross svaru. That's an eisen isvara. And then from that din, which is given, that's established, I learn out Yehorek Val Yava to Naira Amarot. And the Gemara moves on to the whole studio, Yehorek Val Yava. That's the Hemshech HaGemara. Here the Gemara asks, why did you need a pasuk? We understand why we need a separate pasuk to tell me that you have a right to kill a right. Just a pasuk, L'saman Adam Riecha, means you got to do something. But it doesn't mean you have a right to kill a right. So I need a Yalfus of Vei Moshiach with the Hakesha. But what do you need the whole pasuk of L'sam and Adam Riecha for? Then we have another din of Hashavas Aveda. That's the Gemara's kasha. Freg the Gemara Bahami Hocha Nafke. Is this din of L'sam and Adam Riecha necessary to learn out the din? Not to stand by idly when the other person is losing his life. What do you need that whole pasuk for? May Hosam Nafke. I have a different din. The Gemara Baba Kama says that if someone is lost in the forest, or someone is lost on a highway, someone's driving the wrong direction, and I know he's going the wrong direction, doesn't he? Can't krich out. Or someone is drowning in the river, and I can save his life, so it's a din of Hashavas Aveda. Madach, if he loses a nickel, if he loses a Hashavas Pruta or above, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. If he himself is lost, Hashavas Gufo, either he may lose his life, he may drown, or he's a Beit Zacharum in the forest. So that's a Kal V'chaimer from Hashavas Mamayinai. So the Gemara says, we have a mitzvah of Hashavas Gufoi, Kal V'chaimer from Hashavas Mamayin. It's included in the din of Hashivosalo. So Freg the Gemara said, what do you need the whole pasuk of L'sam and Adam Riecha for? It should be included in the din of Hashavas Aveda. Avadi Yimuchiv to do something. Hashavas Gufoi. And for the Gemara, If the whole market would only be from Ashavas Aved to Halamin, I would have thought Halamin would be Nafshei. You're only Mechuyev. I know how to swim, so I should go in and jump into the river and save his life. The guy's drowning. But I wouldn't think I'm Mechuyev to go lay out money. Interesting, Halamin. I wouldn't think I'm Mechuyev to go lay out money in order to save the guy's life. Let him go drown. Ah, but Mitra from Megar. But if I have to go hire someone else, I have to pay money to go hire someone else. Megar means to pay money. Megar Agure. To get someone else to save his life, or to rent a boat in order to get him to save his life, Eimaloi, I would have thought, Nishmachuyev, Kamashmalon, that's why I need this pasuk, Elasam Adam Recho, that even in such a case, so what's the Havamina? How could that be? What do you mean? You would have thought, the Torah has a mitzvah, you have to shake Dalad Mina. You have to spend $100 to buy Dalad Mina. And it costs $200, you gotta pay $200. It costs $500, you gotta pay $500. There's a limit. You're not obligated. There are more pastors. One is not obligated to spend more than one-fifth of the total savings in order to fulfill a mitzvah of Dalad Min. There are more quotes in and then look at Dalad Min. If any mitzvah like that, not going to spend more than Chamish. But a little bit, Shlish is about the Hidden mitzvah. It's another thing. Yeah. But so what do you mean? You would have thought that you're not going to spend any money. That's wild. How can that be? You're not going to spend any money. Unless it means like this, I'm trying to figure what could the Havamina be? What could the Havamina be? So there's a Reb Shlomo Kluger has a Oris on Chosh Mishpat that it prints that on the bottom of the page. So he has a Taich in his Gemara, Charifis, Galatiana Torah, Charifis, but it's not bit. He says that there is a difference. Charifis says the difference between a mitzvah says and a mitzvah slo says. The mitzvah says you only mechuyev to get. There are more rights in Siman Kufnu and Zayin and Yerideh, and Siman about Yehorek Valyama. So he says, a mitzvah says that you mechuyev to spend up until Chomish. More than Chomish, not mechuyev. So let's say the only way to shake a lulav is to spend, I have $100,000 in savings, the only way to get a lulav is to spend $30,000. Nish mechuyev, so I don't have to spend $30,000 in order to sell fagol the mitzvah this year. Next year, I'll bench answer next year. Nish mechuyev. But what happens if the mitzvah slois says, in order to keep Shabbos, in order to keep Kasha, in order to keep Taras HaMishpacha, it costs so much, there's no mikveh, the wife has to go travel to Moscow in order to go to the mikveh. So what are you going to say? It's too expensive, so they don't have to keep Taras HaMishpacha. You have to spend kol hoin beisa. You have to spend till your last penny, and the only time there's a heter to violate a loises, is Shabbos, a Kasha, or anything, is if there's a suffix sakana or a vada sakana, something like that. But anything less than a suffix sakana, there's no heter to violate a loises. So there's a difference between a mitzvah essay as opposed to a mitzvah essay. So Shlomo Kluger writes like that. Here, to save someone else's life is both a mitzvah essay as well as a loy session. The mitzvah essay is hashavas alo. Hashavas gufo with the kalvachemer from hashavas mamon. If he loses a nickel, you have to save it. If he's losing his life, he's zicher, have to save it. And this
possible.
Same by
mitzvah. Same by mitzvah. By Simon and that
question, yeah. That's a question in Achrayim whether you're mechuyev to. So this is the suggestion that he makes. He says maybe that's what it means in the Gemara. Maybe if it would have only been a mitzvah says in Ashevoselo, he wouldn't be mechuyev la truchi omega. Maybe he wouldn't be mechuyev to spend more than chaimish. A mitzvah v'yala mitzvah. Now that the Torah made it into a lois essay, so lois essay he mechuyev to spend kol haim beis up until a suffix sakon. So this shetel is questionable. He's ma'orer because that's a diun in Achrayim. When you violate a lois esav, shevi al tasta. He's not going to violate kashas bikumi esav by eating trade. Not going to violate shabbos bikumi esav by being machal shem. Going to violate lasamad adam reyecha b'shevi al tasta. So that's a debate. The pischi tshuvin at simon kufnun zayin quotes a machlekes achrayim. Rabbi Kiveg also quotes a machlekes achrayim. But even in such a case, you also say hamavazu is al yavazu is yaseh michoimish. The difference is between a mitzvah sese and a mitzvah lois esav in the minyan mitzvahs. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs La Rambam, are you dealing with the Mitzvah Sese, Mitzvah Slo Sese? Maybe it's not an issue, Mitzvah Sese versus Mitzvah Slo Sese. The question is, are you going to be in violation by action or by inaction? If you're not going to shake a lulav, you're not going to lay tefillin, you'll be passively violating the Din HaTorah. If you're going to do Mechal Shabbos Zayin, if you're going to eat treifas, you're going to actively violate the Yisr HaTorah. So if you have a Lo Sese, which is violated, B'Shevi Al Tasa, maybe then the din is that the taka atzchemish. Maybe it has a status like a mitzvah says. Maybe not mechuyev. But that was his suggestion.
Shuvas aveda, the guy has to pay you back.
only spent whatever the guy could have paid.
Mm-hmm.
I was paying the same thing I told the bush. The guy, the poor guy, if I didn't pay it back, I don't have to pay them.
So you say differently. You say the Havamina is not a word that mitzvah says it versus a mitzvah slay says. The word is the whole mokav is Ashavas Aveda, and Ashavas Aveda Avidos of Avedas Chaveroi, Avidos of Kodemes. Let's say my valise got lost and your valise got lost. And I don't have enough time, I don't have the ability to save both. They're both sinking in the river. So I can either save mine or I can save yours. So there's no mitzvah Shavas Aveda on mine. There's only mitzvah Shavas Aveda on yours. What do you tell me? I'm chayiv to go swimming to save your valise. In mine I have no mitzvah, so I just let it sink. So the Gemara says, no, we learn that from the pasuk. Abidos v'avedas chaveroi. Abidos v'kodemes. The whole chayiv to take care of someone else's aveda. Shavas Aveda is only after I've taken care of, like chayecha kaim l'chayecha avercha. First I take care of my own needs, and after all of my needs are taken care of, then I take care of someone else's needs. Shavas Aveda, the same thing. First I take care of my Aveda, and then if there's a possibility, I take care of the other fellow's Aveda. So that's what he suggests, a different taich in the Gemara. Not the word is a mitzvah sesser versus a mitzvah slay sesser. If you only have the pasuk of Shavas Aveda, so would have said the chiyuv to save someone else's life is based on Shavas Aveda. And I'm not mechuyif to lose on it. I'm not mechuyif to lose money, even to save someone else's life. So if I'm not going to be reimbursed, I would have thought that I'm not mechuyif. So how do you know after you have less saman adam yechol? So how do you still know?
An extra
pasuk. What do you need to psukim to say the same thing? I must be to tell you that even if you're not going to get reimbursed, there's not so much a loisesa versus an es. A ribuy, not a pasuk to say the same thing. So main luinyan to tell you the same thing.
What's
the happening on a Shavu Saved? Is it born? Is it about Loga? The Vein of 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 the Let's say a woman is drowning and she's wearing a bikini. So I'm going to go save the woman. I wouldn't do it. What do you mean? So Zakavenu Hichwed, I wouldn't do it. So that's why you need the other. He's not even sure what the din is, even after you have the pause. Not sure what the din is. Zakharinim ask, what do you mean? What's the definition of Zakavenu Hichwed? Yeah. Gemara inside the cause of Chasid Shaykh. So he raises such a possibility. Maybe the din should be that a zakam bein alafi chvoida is not mechuyif to save the other person's life because it's based on Ashavas Aveda. So the later post can point out it's very difficult. What's the definition of a zakam bein alafi chvoida? Zakam, the Gemara says, by Ashavas Aveda, if I'm a zakam, zakam is kupshot. Yeah, the Rishonim have a machleg, the Rosh and Aram. Zakam means a tamachachm. A zakam means an old person, 85 years old. Nishkan tamachachm. Zokin another nichbot. Nishkan tamchachm balabot. So machlek is what the Pirush Amilus is. So how do you translate the phrase Zokin bein alichvoidoy? So the Gemara says it means like this. If it would be my, let's say, it would be my aveda. Let's say a moshel. My wife lost her underwear in the middle of the street, and I have no pockets. I have no beer. So I'm going to go walk in the street with the underwear. So the Gemara says kol shebishalo einu machzir b'shal chaver einu meishir. If it would be my Aveda, I wouldn't take care of it. I'm embarrassed, I wouldn't do. Either Tamachochm Zokin or an older man Zokin, whatever it is. But the definition is, Kol Shebishalo, the Gemara Bava Metzia says, Kol Shebishalo Eino Machzir, Shal Chaveir Eino Meshiv. If it would be my Aveda, I wouldn't take care of it. So I'm not mechuyif to take care of someone else's needs to a greater extent than I would have taken care of my own needs. The Torah says, in Mitzvah Shavas Aveda, I have to treat the other person's Tzarochim as if they would have been my own Tzarochim. But if kol shebishalo ain't a machzir, if it would be mine, I wouldn't do it. So let's say the guy's swimming naked. This tamachach was swimming naked in the river. All of a sudden, there's a sakana, and the only way to save his life is to jump out of the river naked and walk in front of everybody. So he wouldn't save his life. What do you mean, zokim bein alichvoidoy? The guy wouldn't want to save his life. Come and shug in it. Of course he's going to save his life. So how can you say that it's a zokim bein alichvoidoy? It doesn't exist, echitimtze. A person would give everything to save his own life. So how can you say that there's a p'tur zakam bein alech nichvoidoy, he's not mechuyif to save someone else's life because not the, what do you mean? If it would have been his life, he certainly would have taken care to save his own life. So he's mechuyif. The whole hechadimtza is non-existent. Of zaken beinol kichroida. It's not shver a word, but of shlemi coexistence. Anyway, bottom line, that's what it says in the Gemara, that the din of saving someone's life even applies that you have to spend more than chaimish. It even means even though you're not going to be reimbursed, that's what it means. You have to spend more than chaimish of your money, even though you're not going to get paid back the money.
But the person himself, be allowed to take somebody's money to be
mocked. There's a Gemara in Perek HaKoines. It's a little bit alluded to. I endowed him out, not fully. In Perek HaKoines and Daf Samach in Bava Kamma, the Gemara says that David HaMelech had that shayla. He asked the Sanhedrin that the terrorists were hiding in the middle of the Yiddish farms. So the only way in the middle of the Gush, the only way to root out the terrorists would be to make a fire and to burn down the whole area. It would be mafsid the Yiddish farmers, thousands of dollars of money. But it would save everybody else, because these terrorists, every day, they would shoot someone else, they would kill someone. So the Gemara has, Gemara says that David HaMelech has the shalom, ma'u lahatzalatzlamau b'mamen chaveiro. I permitted to save your life by causing damage to someone else. And the Sanhedrin gave the psak, also lahatzalat mamen chaveiro, that you're not allowed. So Taisus and the Rosh, right on that Gemara, what do you mean? You're not allowed to save your life by burning down someone else's house. It's not ridiculous, because nefesh is not derech the din of Adam HaMazik. Of course it's mutter. How can you say it? Also lahatzalat mamen chaveiro. So Taisus says, no, avada is mutter to be matzal. What it means is, if you burn down the other one's barn in order to kill the terrorists, in order to do pikuach nefesh, you don't say that it's achmanat patre that you're potter from paying. The din is that you're mechuyif to pay. When the Gemara says, osa la'atzalat mamachaver, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to do the hatzola. It means you're not allowed to do the hatzola and walk away without leaving a check. Osa la'atzalat, it's an isan mazik, it's hatzola, that's all. You don't say that pikuach nefesh, Koch Nefesh is Decha Da'aveir of Mazik, but Koch Nefesh doesn't make it that you put it from pay. You have to leave the check in order to pay. That's how Taisus says Hashem. And Rashi there is a Peladiga Rashi. Rashi sounds like he learned Kipshuta, also Lahatlat Mamu Haver, that you're not allowed to. So the Mishnah Melech has a whole mimer in his Sefer Tech, what is it called? Mishnah Melech. Parash is Drochim, and the Parash has a whole mimer on that Rashi. So he does know how to be Miyashi. He quotes the Shittim Kubetzis in the second parak in Ksubis. Shittim Kubetzis quotes a Braise that doesn't appear in the Gemara, that Rameir, Oimer, that Averis ben Adma Havero are not lifted, mitam pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh only matter Shabbos, Kashris, other Averis ben Adma Mokam. But Averis ben Adma Havero not. Yeah, but that's even if Afilo Nanir, that's Rameir's Shittim. The Gemara says we don't pass him like that. The Gemara says we pass him as Mutta to give Eid a Sheker in order to save your life. Marcus Rameir's opinion was that you're not permitted to give Eva Sheker to lie that someone owes money, even if they're threatening to kill me if I don't give Eva Sheker. But the more comes out, we don't pass like that. It's mutter. So either the Mishlam Melech and the Parosh Hashem doesn't know how to deal with this Rashi. Tell us the Rashi. Allah is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Also lahatzol from all chaver. It doesn't mean it's also lahatzol. It means mutter lahatzol, but you have to reimburse him. You have to pay the money. The king has the right to confiscate property if he plans to reimburse them to pay. Yeah, but if he's not going to pay, not. What's the whole part of confiscating? It means you don't need das makna. Melech Peretz Lageda, he doesn't need das makna. Whatever he needs, he has the right to pay. But he still has to pay. So here also, he did it. David HaMelech did it in order to save all the people's lives. But the government has to pay whatever their mazik they have to pay. The Mishnah in Gittin has Ein Poyim Esashrim Yesa Al Kedei Demein. They used to have pirates. They used to kidnap people, and they used to hold up the community for ransom, that they should pay them the value of the person. So if the pirates asked for the value of the person, Kamu Shavalim Kabashuk, years ago they used to have slave market all over the world. So if they asked for his value, so you have to give the money in order to do Pidyon Shvuyim. But if they rescue, yes, I'll give them names, and Mishnah says no. So there's a machlekes in the Gemara. What do you mean no? No means that it's forbidden. Ein Poida means it's forbidden to be Poida. Or no means Nish Mechuyim. There's a limit how much you Mechuyim. So one opinion in the Gemara, Nish Mechuyim. If people want to give mortgages into Hekba, they're not mukhif to spend more than Yesar v'day demayim, because too much techad in Tzibura. Hi, this guy's going to die. They're going to make us crazy. The other opinion in Gemara is, no, it's prohibited, it's forbidden, because you're going to whet their appetite for more money, more money. So if you're going to pay, you're going to give in to the terrorists and pay them more than Yesar v'day demayim, more than the guy sells from the slave market, then they'll go and the pirates will go and kidnap more people and make more sakonis. So by your being part of Yes HaGadayim Meim, you're putting the lives of more people into danger. Those are the two Lashonos in English. No, the first Lashon means that there's a limit how far you will have to go. Yeah, but here to be the whole Kehillah though, the man, the whole Kehillah should give up all of their money. That itself is like sakonis. The whole community should give up money. Ram Rutenberg, yeah, he was held captive. He didn't do anything. They just, yeah, and he said, "You're not allowed." Ram Rutenberg told the Eden that they're not allowed to be paid to him. And then after he died, he left in charges also. They shouldn't be paid to him. And then years after he died, then one of the Balabatim violated his instructions, and he was paid to him. And then after that Balabas died, he was buried next to the Maharam Rutenberg. But then after they were paid to the Maharam Rutenberg, then the Rush realized he's next. They're going to take him. So that's when he ran away to Germany. He figured they made money on the Maharam's body. So next they're going to capture him and keep him in prison. They're going to hold up the Jewish community. So that's when the Rush ran away from Germany. He ran to Spain. Yeah. So the Gemara continues on this theme. About the 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud Tanur Rabbanan that was said. The din of Roidev that we learn out from the Pasuk, Roidev Achanara Hamirasa La'onsa, to attack the girl, is Nitan Latzilim Anapshik, because it says, Ein La Moshiach, or Yesh La Moshiach, the connotation is, B'chol Dovashat Yochol Oshi, even to the extent of killing the Roidev, is not only restricted to Nar Marasa, it applies to all Gili Arayis, but doesn't apply to Chavi Lav. If it's, let's say, a Kohen is chasing after a Grusha, or Yisrael is chasing after a Mamzeret, or a Mamzer is chasing after Yisraelis, or a Kangodl is chasing after an Amana, something like that. That's not Gili Arayis. That's an Isabiyah, but that's not Gili Arayis. So the Gemara is Memait from the Psukim that there, even though the girl doesn't want to be attacked, and a Gam, or should become a Nivel of the Pasul, or should become a Halal, or whatever, but it's still not the same. So the Pasuk says that you have no right to kill the Roidev in such a case. We have this difference, this doesn't come up that often, we have this difference in Shulchan Aruch for Yehorek Bal Yavar. Also doesn't come up so often. But the din of Yehorek Bal Yavar only applies to Avodah Zarah Gil Arayis Shvichas Dam. Gil Arayis means Chavi Krisis and Mises Dezen. But if it's a Kohen chasing after a Grusha, or a Mamzer chasing after a Yisraelis or something like that, thank God chasing after an Almana, so Rebbe Akiva Eger in the Chidushim on Yerideya, on the bottom of the page on Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, quotes Chuvas Rebellia Mizrachi. That's not called Gili Arayis, based on this Gemara. That's called the Isuri Biyot. That's not called Gili Arayis. So you wouldn't say Yehorek Bal Yavar. But Kiveger, Nida is a big machloikis in Rishonim, whether Nida is Gili Arayis or not. Because normally by Gili Arayis, the Vlad is a Mamzer, and the din is that there's no Tvisis Kiddushin. And by Nida, the Gemara learns out from Pasuk, Sahini Dosa Olov, Havaya means Tvisis Kiddushin. There is Tvisis Kiddushin. Let's say the Kala couldn't go to the Mikveh. So if in the Kaddish and Nida, the Kiddushin are Tovsin, and Abuala Nida, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. The Vlad is not a Mamzer. So you see that it's an exception to the rule. So that's a big machlokes of Shainim. What is the exception to the rule? It's an exception to the rule that despite the fact that Nida is Gilei Arayis, nonetheless the Vlad is not Mamzer, and nonetheless it's Kiddushin are Tovsin. Or it's an exception to the rule despite the fact that this Karis is not Gilei Arayis. One who eats Chametz v'Pesach and one who eats on Yom Kippur, this course, but of course it's not Gilei Arayis. It has nothing to do with Gilei Arayis. But Nida is in the same parsha, the same type of activity. So that's a machlok of the Rambam and the Rabbi Natan. The Rambam writes before several times, but Nida b'chalav ha'arayisi. Rambam holds that Nida is Arayis, and it's an exception to the rule, the Hainu, despite the fact that it is Ervah, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, and the Tegidushin ha'tofsin. And the Rabbi Natan writes explicitly in the Sefer Yosher, that there's no Yehorek Bal Yavar by Nida because it's not Arayis. We have that Sefer Yosher and Tesis on the first daf in Yavam. It's based on an Aleph. We have that there's two lines from the Sefer Yosher. If you look in the Sefer Yosher, the whole story appears. But we have the two lines that Nida is not called Gili Arayis. The fact that it's Kiddush and Tofsin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, that is the Hechachah, that it's an exception to the rule. Which rule? Despite the fact that this Koris is not called Gili Arayis. So that's a shaila. What would be the din? Should you say Haragwal Yavabai Dina? The Mechaber in Kuf Tzadikei quotes the Tshuvas HaRamban. He quotes it in the Beis Yosef, and then he quotes it in the Mechaber about the husband taking his wife's pulse if the wife is sick. So the Ramban is assuming a double partial like the Rambam's opinion that neither is Arayis, is Gili Arayis, and there should be Haragwal Yavabai Boal on neither. But the Ramban is talking about taking the pulse, that's only Kiyur Basar. When you say Haragwal Yavabai, it's not the actual Avera. That's only Avizrayu. That's related to the Avera. It's a Harchokit to the Avera of Gili Arayis. So some Rishonim write, the Balamor writes, and the next Gemara, that finds out, we'll have to get there, and that's a Shad and Shulchan Aruch, a Stira and Shulchan Aruch, between two Simon and Kuf Nun Hay and Kuf Nun Zayin, and you're there, the Shach points out, how do we pass them? Do you say Haragwal Yavabai only on the actual Averas themselves, or even on all Averas that are related, of Israel, let's say on Yichud of Arayis, would you also say Haragwal Yavabai, or you wouldn't say Haragwal Yavabai on Yichud? Or let's say Avodah Zarah. Let's say Avodah Zarah. The Nochrim are chasing after me, they want to kill me, and the only way for me to save my life is to go across the river. I can't swim across the river, so there's a boat. But the canoe, the rowboat, happens to be Atze Asherim. The only way to get across is to be Nene from Atze Asherim. But that's not Avodah Zarah. Just because I use the boat to save my life, it's not Avodah Zarah. I'm getting Hanoh from Avodah Zarah, that's Avizrayu. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, Dav Chafei, you're not allowed to save your life by getting Hanoh from Atze Asherah. Bakol Odom Esrap Echutz Me Atze Asherah. So half of the Rishonim say that's what it means. He's going to get across the river, save his life by using a canoe. That's Asam Hanoh. The other Rishonim say, what are you talking? That's not Avodah Zarah. No, it means a different thing. He went to a doctor, and the doctor tells him the only way, and the doctor is a Nochri Yodah Avodah Zarah, and the doctor tells him the only way for you to save your life is if you use these Atze Asherah, if you inhale the smoke from Atze Asherah because it has magical powers, because it's an Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah will heal you. So if he's going to use the Atze Asherah, it probably has therapeutic value. But the way the doctor presented it to him, if he's going to use the inhale the smoke or something, the impression conveyed will be that the Avodah Zarah saved him. So it's going to be a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. Not some use the canoe that's also ma'anor mitam ate asherim. The impression will be that the Avodah Zarah saved him. So that's taka Yoharagwa Yavar. That's because every case of Yoharagwa Yavar by Avodah Zarah. What is if I bow down to the Avodah Zarah? That's not Avodah Zarah. I don't believe in it. I'm not mekabel beloha. So Tosfos has the kasha before in Daf Samach. Why do you ever say Yoharagwa Yavar by Avodah Zarah? It's only a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. He's only Ovid Avodah Zarah, Miyava Meira. He doesn't believe in it. It's not Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos says, you're right. There's no Aveira of Avodah Zarah, but it's a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. Since the guy wants him to bow down to the Getchkin, he's going to bow down. So the guy is going to think in his heart, he finally got the Jew to worship Avodah Zarah. Truth of the matter is, the Jew didn't worship Avodah Zarah. He doesn't believe in it. It's a joke. It's just for fun. But a marisayin, every Yoharagwal Yavar of Avodah Zarah is really only a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. Not actual Avodah Zarah. That's the halacha that say Haragwal Yavar on the marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So that kind of an Avizrayu of Avodah Zarah, for sure you say Haragwal Yavar. If the Goyish doctor says, if you inhale, if you use this Vicks, he gives him Vicks for whatever he's sick. He gives him medication. And he says, you see, the pills have a tzelem on it. It works because it has a tzelem. It works because it's a refuah. It has nothing to do with the tzelem. But because the doctor said, you see, it has a tzelem and Avodah Zarah, Getchkin, Yoshka is going to say, yeah. So if he's going to use it, it'll have the connotation, because of the way the Nochri set it up, the implication will be that the Avodah Zarah saved him. So that'll be a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So everybody holds it, that's the Haragwal Yavar. But to use the canoe, that's also, well, no, that's the machlokes, what they say, the Haragwal Yavar by Avizrayu of Avodah Zarah, or by Avizrayu of Gili Arayis, let's say to violate Yichud. To violate Yichud, would you say Haragwal Yavar in order not to violate Yichud? Or not? Violate Yichud of Arayis. So the Ramban has such a discussion in the Tshuva. Let's say the wife is sick, and the only way for the husband to treat his wife is by holding her hand, by taking her pulse or something. So the Ramban assumes that that's an Avizrayu, but he has a discussion, is that Anisa Deraisa and Anisa Derabbana? If Kiru Basar, it's only Anisa de Rabbanon, then you don't say Haragwal Yavar Anisa de Rabbanon. But the Kirub Basav is Anisa de Arayis, then there's room to say that it's Avizrayu of Gili Arayis, and you would say Haragwal Yavar. So But the Ramban himself, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot holds that Kiruv Vater is an Issa Deraisa by Yishtah Nidu. Elisha Benidus Tumasa by Sikirvu, the Galas Ervo. So the Rambam quotes La Loch in the Sefer HaMitzvot that Kiruv Vater that will lead to Gili Arayis is also prohibited Minatora by Nidu. And the Ramban disagrees and he holds that that's only an Asmachta with the Rabbanim. That's not a real Issa Deraisa. The Ramban writes, and it's true, but that according to the Rambam's opinion that Kiruv Vater is an Issa Deraisa, you should say Yehargva Yavor, because the Ramban holds that Nida is an Erevo. And Abizrayu should also be Yehargva Yavor, but it's only called an Abizrayu if it's an Issa Deraisa. If it's an Issa Derabbanan, it's not called Abizrayu. You don't say Yehargva Yavor. It's Dhamma the Shem Shaila. Whether Nida is an Erevo or not. I don't know, because the Gemara didn't really explicitly say that it depends on Erevo versus not Erevo. The Gemara says it depends on Chari Krisis and Mises Bezin versus Chavi Lav. So it could be that even if one should assume like the Rabbi Natam that Nida is not an Erevo, it could be that still, Sof Kol Sof, it is Chari Krisis and Mises Bezin. I'm not sure. The Gemara never says explicitly.
You have the reverse problem of behavior. By behavior, you say
Yahweh. No. All the Rishonim say, by Mishka Behema, you surely don't say Yahweh. That's what Taisa points out. Mishka Behema, Taisa over here writes, Dima Maschal Chavi Krisis. So they say, Mishka Behema for sure is not called Gil Yahweh. Mishka Bezocha, that's a question in Rishonim where they say Yahweh Yahweh. But Mishka Behema for sure, that Behema is not, Mishka Behema is not Gil Yahweh. It's a different issue. The Shach writes over there, the Shach writes in that siman in Yoredeya that, let's say, Shnius La'arayis. Shnius La'arayis is only the Rabbanon. Shlomo HaMelech was going on the Shnius, you're not allowed to marry your grandmother. When I tell it's mutter, someone has such a desire, and it's an Issa de Rabbanon. So the Shach says, if it's only an Issa de Rabbanon, so you don't say Yehari Vayab. So Rabbi Kiveger asked the Kasha on the Shach, on the bottom of the page, in Simen Kuf and Zayin, why does the Shach have to go so vite to say that if the Easter be is only the Rabbanon, you don't say Yehargva Yavar, even if it would have been an Easter deraisa, but there's no Kores. So Rabbi Elie Mizrahi writes in the Tshuva, HaKoyin Begrusha, Yisrael B'Mamzeres, an Easter deraisa, but if there's no Kores, so there's no Yehargva Yavar. So Shnius La'arayis, for sure there's no Kores, it's further away from Yehari Gval Yavar. So it's a Pshita. Why does the Shach only write on the Rabbanon no Yehari Gval Yavar? Even on the Rice is also sometimes no Yehari Gval Yavar. If it's not Gilead, right? So Moshe Feinstein has in the Igros Moshe a Shtikl Torah on that Rebbe Kivega's Kasha. So he says it's not a Kasha. He says if you look in the Rambam, the beginning of the Hilchas Yisuri Bia, so the Rambam writes in descending order all of the prohibitions of Yisuri Bia. The first he writes, Krisis Mises Bezi. Then he writes Shnius La'arayis. Then he writes Chavi Lav. Why did he write Shnius La'arayis before Chavi Lav? And first write Issa Deraisa with Krisis Mises Bez, and then Chavi Lav and Deraisa. Then the Rabban says, no. You see, the Rambam holds that Shnius La'arayis are arayis with the Rabbanon. Chavi Lav is not arayis. Even with the Rabban. Chavi Lav is an Issa Deraisa, but it's not arayis at all. Shnius La'arayis in a certain sense is more chomor. On the level of the Rabbanon, it's called an Erev, the grandmother, all the other relatives are Arayis, and the Rabbanon said, that's what the Shach had to write. He says, what Rabbi Kivega wrote from Rabbi Elie Mizrahi, that there's no Yehargvah Yavar Chavi Lavin. The Shach knows that. That's not a secret. That's not Gili Arayis, that's Chavi Lavin. Shach wrote, even in the area of Arayis, if it's only the Rabbanon, like Shnius La'arayis, it's only an Erev with the Rabbanon, but I would have thought it's Sof Kol Sof, it is an Erva, so the Shach says, no, whatever's only the Rabbanon, he quotes the Klav and the Rishonim, you don't say Yehargva Yav. But if it's only Yehargva Yav, for sure there's no Yehargva Yav. If it's the Klav, it's not called that right.
But that Meister Yavar, when someone wanted to talk to an Ashi, so the Rambam brings that halacha, even if it's not an Ashi,
even a Tuya, yeah.
Even a Tuya, because it's like a big
now the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can it be? Mishleim, it's an Eishes Tish, then we understand.
Right.
But if she's a Tuya, so what's the problem? So the Gemara says that it was a Hira Shah, the Mignamus, the Shla Yehub, and I saw Prince of Barai. Yeah, it shouldn't do a half cave. That's the Gemara. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. The Gemara quotes Psukim to show that all the Dinim are so. Thank you. the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi has a difficulty on the pasuk by Maimon Har Sinai. So only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to go up in Har Sinai. No one else was allowed to go. They're not allowed to go. Aaron was not allowed to go. No one else was allowed to go. So the pasuk says, "Vayokam Moshe beYeshua Mishorsom." Where did Yeshua ben Nun come in over here? Rashi has great difficulty. How does Yeshua ben Nun fit in over here? What's doing over here? So he says that he was a Talmud, he was Ovid Barabbo, he didn't want to lose up, so he always went to Baglait Moshe Rabbeinu. But he wasn't allowed to go anywhere there. He was so Oduk to Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't leave him alone. So even though there was going to reach a point where Yeshua ben Nun wouldn't be allowed to go further on Har Sinai, but as far as he could go, he insisted on going. So that's the famous Medrash. The Medrash says that when the Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint a successor, he told him he's going to die, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Lati adas Hashem katzon Hashem lahem roye, yivkar Hashem lakei ruch yisi shalo edu." You have to appoint someone. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of students. Then Yeshua ben Nun, according to the Medrash, was not the sharpest of all of them. The Medrash faked Akashe, Vahalo, Elozah, Memulach, Menahoya. Elozah was sharper than Yeshua ben Nun. Because when they had the Shaila by the Lochemis Midyon, so Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't cast and he forgot the Halachis. So Elozah told over the Dinim about Kashering the trade for Caleb and so on. Elozah was very sharp. Yeshua ben Nun, we don't find, was as sharp as Elozah. So why didn't the Rabban Shalom appoint Elozah to take over after Moshe Rabbeinu passes away? So the Medrash says, no, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, no, it's a Teina Yerchal Piriya, that because Yeshua ben Nun was Mesada de Sav Salam in the Beis HaMedrash, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Shir, so that's why he was Zoyche, Layomish Metechel, that's why he was a, so what does it mean? He was the superintendent, he was the janitor. So when the Rosh Yeshiva passes away, you appoint the janitor to take up. What kind of a lotion is that? That doesn't mean that. It means Gadol Shemusha, Yosef ben Nimrod. What does it mean Gadol Shemusha? Gives a cup of tea? No. If the fellow gives a cup of tea to the Rebbe because he wants to be as close as possible to the Rebbe, whenever possible. Mishamish Tamei Chacham doesn't only mean, that's a chelik of Shemish Tamei Chacham, to be Mishamish to drive the Rebbe to the airport and so on. But the Iker Shemish means always to be close to the Rebbe. If he just listens to the Shir, and then he goes away to the Beis Medrash, and that's all. He got all there is to get from the Rebbe, but it doesn't much choice the Beinah from the Rebbe. That's felt in the Liman Atari. Here, you should know, you ain't a shtickle nothing over here. He doesn't let him go on his own. He follows him when he's not allowed to go. And Rashi says, I don't know what's going on over here. So that's what the Netziv says. The Netziv thinks that he didn't do it on his own. The Netziv writes on that pasuk, Lohoya Moshe oisem idaitem loy al pi Hashem. But the Kavanah Miyuchedus must be that there was a Tzivi Hashem. What was the Tzivi Hashem? Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted Yeshua to be the Rosh HaMekabim Torah Shebal Peh, the Kabbal Mo'or HaTorah Minegid Or HaTorah Shebichzav Shinit Ala Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was Kipnei Chama, Yeshua was going to be Kipnei Levona. He outshined all the other Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the others were sharper in mental capabilities. But he was more Meshamash Moshe Rabbeinu, so in order that it should be designated already from day number one, from Kodesh Matan Torah, that Yeshua ben Nun is going to be the Memalei Makom, so the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's what the Netziv understands. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gehasten that Yeshua ben Nun should go with him. That's what the Rav once pointed out, that the Rambam in the Hagdomet, the Mishnah Torah, writes over the whole Seder HaMazdar, Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai, and then he says, Moshe Rabbeinu taught the whole Torah to all the Shivim of the Kedem, and all the Klal Yisrael only had this student, and that student, Pinchas and Elozer, and Yeshua, the outstanding students, and then he gave the Masoros of the Torah to Yeshua. But he just said he had other students also. He had other sharp students. He said apparently Yeshua ben Nun was not more capable intellectually. He was closer to Moshe Rabbeinu. He did the Shimusha Shel Torah, Gadol Shimusha Yosef ben Nimrod. So the Netziv claims that it must have been Al Pi Adibur, or perhaps from the Mashmos of Rashi, he gets the impression he didn't think it was Al Pi Adibur that Yeshua ben Nun did on his own. He wanted to be as close to Moshe Rabbeinu as possible. And that's why the Medrash says he was Zeche later to be the Iker, the Kabbalah Torah, the voice of the Torah to the next generation. Okay.
killing the Vaidev, so he saves two people, no? He saves the Vaidev, but the Vaidev is going to be disturbed. But is there, don't you find Pashpo something? I mean, isn't that the best solution?
The Pasuk tells you that. Shaila, do you have a right to kill a Vaidev if you're not going to save the near? I should have spoken. There's a Rashbon Baba Kam. Rav Chaim Moshe points out the Rashbon Baba Kam. It says, yeah, the right of his Chayv Nisa, even if you're not going to save the Nisa. And that Mishnah.
Wait, is it Gabba Taylor?
Yeah. It's Chayv Nisa, period. Nidan Latila Menashe is one thing. And then there's another point. The right of his Chayv Nisa, even if by killing him, he won't really save the Nisa. Okay. Oh, thank you very much. That's my brother-in-law. You're welcome. Okay.
Hi, Matt. I love to see you at your show. Also, what can I hear?
Urakum yekaperadom yashki dirvel shibakol yer kol chamato anunayoshi hamelach yanenu viyom kareinu.